The battle in Washington over the so-called economic stimulus has very little to do with stimulating the economy, but it has everything to do with tilting economic power even further toward corporations and the wealthy. As proposed by conservatives, the tax bill would give $100 billion in new breaks to a handful of wealthy corporations and individuals. This misses the stimulus point completely. In this recession, corporations are saddled with unused capacity because demand for goods has fallen off. A tax break to add to their excess capacity will stimulate nothing. The same applies to wealthy individuals. The rich already make more money than they spend, so a tax cut for them would do almost nothing to stimulate demand. Equally off point is the effort to make this tax cut permanent. It means that long after the economy recovers, these giveaways will remain in place, further enriching folks at the top economic tier at the expense of ordinary families. So what we really have here is a tax bill masquerading as recession relief when its real aim is to concentrate economic power among the corporations and the richest 10% of Americans who already own nearly 70% of the country's wealth. If your real goal were to combat recession and not make the rich richer and the poor poorer, you'd focus on the real victims of the recession. You'd focus any tax cut on the middle class, on the 8 million unemployed, and on millions of other workers who are one pink slip away from economic disaster. These folks would spend it to make ends meet, and that's where corporations would get the increased demand that they need. To attack the recession, you'd extend jobless benefits to help laid-off workers protect their families. A study done by the Bush administration's own Department of Labor shows that every dollar paid out in unemployment pumps $1.24 back into the economy, which suggests that the real way to stimulate the economy is trickle-up, not trickle-down economics. And if you must cut taxes for corporations, earmark the cuts for companies who keep their workers instead of tossing them off like used parts. It's hard to embarrass Beltway conservatives, though. Under the guise of stimulating the economy, they're determined to transfer even more economic power from the middle class to the wealthy. It's an odd example of compassionate conservatism. I'm Les Aucoin.